Your business should not run your life. You should be managing your business so that you can enjoy your life. What is going on today, you amazing business owners? I am super excited for every single one of you. You are gladiators within your community, and I want to empower you to keep doing what it is that you're doing, but not the way you're doing it. Because obviously, in many cases, the way that you are doing what you're doing is not working as well as it should be. So let me start out today's episode. You may or may not have noticed that I am doing a rebranding from Abundance and Prosperity Business Mastery to Business Owner Growth. I'm doing this with a podcast. I'm doing this with the Facebook group. I've even purchased the domain, which blows my mind that I was actually able to purchase the domain Business Owner Growth. Nobody else out there is doing anything like this that I've seen, and I searched for it, and there is a huge need for business owner growth. So let me explain. I started out Abundance and Prosperity Business Mastery because I wanted something that was kind of an extension of my Men of Abundance podcast, the Men of Abundance community, and everything that I've been doing over there, which is literally a nonprofit. Not a 501c3, just meaning I have made zero money off of that, and I've been putting thousands of dollars into that over the last about three and a half years. So I thought, why not keep with the same brand and the same idea and do something for business owners specifically and have it linked somehow to Men of Abundance? And Abundance and Prosperity Business Mastery made sense. I used Business Mastery, quite frankly, because of the importance, and already the search engines are already out there looking. People are looking for Business Mastery, so I thought people would find it that way. It's worked out a little bit, but not as well as I thought it would. Nonetheless, my true mission for doing what I do as a business and marketing strategist is to do what I can do to reduce business-related stress that often leads to divorce and suicide, certainly failed health, and many other things that prolonged stress of that nature causes. And listen, I know you know what I'm talking about. Here's the problem. Most people aren't talking about it. Even when I connect with a business owner on social media, on LinkedIn, even when I call them on the phone and they tell me what their top business related problem is, that's what they feel their top business related problem is. And when I drill down to it, not every time, but a lot of times it falls back on finances and cash flow, negative cash flow or no cash flow for that matter. So what I'll naturally do, because I like to help people, is I will say, hey, if you could provide your financial statements, my team and I could take a look at it, and literally in about 15 minutes, we can generally find the problem. And then it's crickets. Radio silent. Why? Because most of them, for one, and some of you, have never looked at your financial statements in years. I mean, you've seen them, you just haven't really looked at them. Yet others don't have financial statements at all. Look, in order to fix anything in your life, in order to make anything better, you have to first admit that there's something wrong and then start searching for the causes. And many times within a business, it is the finances. Not always, but many times it is. And here's the thing. Generally, it's a pretty simple fix. First, just start tracking it. And when you track it, things start to get better just organically, just from tracking and paying close attention to your financials, as well as other business-related data. And then by implementing a few simple strategies, either business strategies, operation strategies, or even marketing strategies, a few tweaks here and there can start generating income literally in weeks to months. And then, of course, there's the business owners who do look at their data and they're embarrassed, absolutely embarrassed by the results, the outcome, the data, the lack of funds, and everything else involved with all the data and everything else in the operations of the business. Listen. It is not your fault. Many of you have been trained to be the technician that you are. Chiropractors, contractors of various sorts, all kinds of business owners out there are very good at what they do within their business. You're just not very good at business and marketing because you were not taught that. All you did, maybe picked up a few books, read some blogs, watched some YouTube videos, and then followed what the competitors are doing down the street in form of marketing and various business strategies and common practices of the industry. I'm here to tell you that there needs to be a complete revamp, and it's going to start with your business in your industry, and I'm going to help you do it. But listen, there's something much deeper going on here. And it has a lot to do with your mindset. In fact, it's a majority of your mindset. No matter what you do in life, it's 80% mindset and 20% mechanics. I talked about mindset on a prior episode, so I'm not going to get that much into it. Just know this, every single business owner that I talk to, when it comes down to it, they always want to blame tactical marketing or something operationally within their business or the economy, the community, the government, taxes, this, that, and the other. And all of that is a factor. There's no doubt about it. But why is it that a business in your industry, in the same community, can be thriving and doing very well while you are not? Point blank, it's mindset. Now again, you have to have all the right strategies in place. You have to have your market dominating position. You must know where your target market is hanging out at, so you know where to throw the marketing at, where you know where to throw the marketing money at, where you know where to talk to your ideal client and your ideal customers. All of that is a factor, and I assure you, I've got all of that down. I've got a $2 million e-learning system complete with videos, workbooks, templates, marketing templates. I mean, you name it, everything you possibly need from start to finish, even all the way to $1 million business model is all in there. But I can just open it up and let everybody in there. But the percent of people, and a very small percent of people, who have the right mindset to get in there and get it done no matter what, is actually going to be successful. Having all the same information, the same videos, the same email campaigns, the same marketing already done for you, you just have to revamp it a little bit. All of that's in there. But if you don't have the right mindset, you are not going to succeed at the level and at the speed of those who do. And that's why, along with all the business strategies and marketing strategies, we've got specific courses in there that are designed for you, the business owner. Which brings me back to the rebranding of Abundance and Prosperity Business Mastery. This is why I'm changing the name and changing the branding to Business Owner Growth. Because when you grow as a person, your business grows. It's important that you grow as a person within your community. It's important that you grow as a spouse, as a husband, as a wife, as a parent. It's important that you grow in your relationships. Because as you grow, your business will grow. And when your business falls on hard times, you fall on hard times. But the more resilient you are, the better you're going to be able to move forward. And let me share with you why specifically business owner growth. Because I could have said business owner stress, business owner depression, business owner suicide. Because these are all serious issues within our community of entrepreneurs and business owners. Too many suicides, and I just recently learned that veterinarians are committing suicide at a higher rate than darn near anybody out there. And we'll talk about some of that down the road, and we'll talk about some of that in the associated Facebook group that you can find on Facebook under Business Owner Growth. We'll have those conversations. But I didn't want to focus on the negative. Because when you focus on the negative, that's what you get more of. When you focus on debt, you get more debt. Focus on stress, more stress. Just with post-traumatic stress disorder, I don't like that term. I like post-traumatic growth, because you can grow from that traumatic experience. I've had many tragic experiences in my life, and I've learned how to grow from them. It hasn't been easy. But one of the things I did in the military was I was a master resiliency trainer. I was trained by university, and I taught many, many classes to active duty service members as well as their family members on how to cope with stress and how to be more resilient so that when stressful events occur in our life, we can move forward much quicker and grow stronger from that experience. So again, business owner growth is about you growing your business, but more importantly, you growing as a person within your business, you growing as a business owner. And I invite you to join the Facebook group, because that's where we are going to continue the conversation. That's where we're going to have conversation starters. That's where we're going to be able to have a support team there to ensure that we're encouraging each other, helping each other out, giving each other a pat on the back, and kicking each other in the ass once in a while when we need it. And I say we because I'm growing too. I'm on my journey just like you are. The difference is you're an excellent technician within your business. I'm an excellent business and marketing strategist. I'm also a great life strategist. Business, life, and marketing strategies are my obsession. It's something I've studied and applied in my own life for many years. And over the last 3.5 years with Men of Abundance and talking with all the various types of business owners all over the world and various industries, and the specific training that I have in business and marketing strategies, and the network that I have, over 300 business marketing strategists in 24 different countries that I have access to at a moment's notice, all of that more than qualifies me to be able to have this conversation and to say with extreme confidence that I know that I have what it takes to not only prevent the business-related stress in your life, but also show you how to take your business to levels you do not even believe is possible. So if you have not already hit that subscribe button, if you have not already requested access to the Business Owner Growth Facebook group, then do so right now. You'll find the link in the show notes. And be abundant in your actions today. Pay it forward. Share this podcast, share the Facebook group with others in your community, with other business owners, because it literally could save somebody's life. You have no idea. Now, coming up, I've got a really good treat for you. I've got a bonus episode of a conversation between myself and Sapna Shah. I've been working with Sapna in her business and her marketing specifically, and I recorded a conversation between her and I where she shares a little bit about her amazing business and what it's been like working with me so far and what she's gotten out of it. So if you'd like to get just a small taste of what it's like to work with me, ensure you're subscribed to the Business Owner Growth Podcast so you get notified on your favorite podcast player of each episode. Now, go out there and add value to other people's lives. Be sure to spend time with your family and friends. Get some leisure time. And let's grow as business owners together.